I have been coming here a long time, John, and this is one of my favorite places. It's sort of like home to me.
Thank you.
And you're sort of a famous place. One of the things of this restaurant is that you never know who's going to be in here as your customer.
Correct.
It might be the city manager, Clayton Chandler. It might be some famous guy, a singer. And tonight you have some entertainment. You've had, who are some of the big names you've had?
In the past, we've had Ray Wally Hubbard, Lloyd Maines, Terry Hendricks, William Lobo. We've had Gary P. Nunn.
Mm-hmm.
And some others. I've had to get my... We have Robin English in here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Robin and Angela English. And it's been a lot of fun. Good music. Davin James has been here.
And the food is excellent. I tell you, you do really good. So tell me a little bit about how Stevens Garden and Grill, the name, came about.
Okay. Well, Stevens Garden and Grill came about kind of a quick... When I was 27, living in Galveston, I knew when I turned 45, I was going to make a change. 45 came,
mm-hmm.
And this was a garden center. Stevens, we built it, and it was a Stevens Garden Center. And then when the time to make the midlife crisis, we chose Stevens Garden and Grill,
uh-huh.
And because it had name recognition, Stevens, the garden center, we still had trees and shrubs, fertilizers, and potteries and so forth. So we came, and we wanted to create a garden environment, so we kept it. That's how we came up with Stevens Garden and Grill.
And Garden and Grill.
Yes, sir.
And there's so much history in this particular plat, because over here we have the horseshoe. And we have the feed barn.
Yes, sir.
And they're your relatives.
Yes, sir. And we moved to Mansfield in 61, and that feed mill was built back in 55, in the 50s. Frank Valentine and Bob Shockley built the feed mill. We moved to Mansfield in 61. Dad retired from the Navy and took ownership in 63. So from 63 to 73, we were down here mixing feed, delivering feed for a lot of Mansfield people, Dallas, Fort Worth, the Hunt Brothers,
mm-hmm.
a lot of ranches in the Tarrant County area, West Texas, South Texas. So we had a good business. So we worked hard, had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So if we were to rebuild downtown, I don't mean rebuild it, but I'm saying, you know, what do we need to bring downtown to make it more viable? Because we want to grow it and make it a destination, a cool place to be.
Well, with the completion of the linear park going over the bridge is going to help bring a lot of focus into downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The lights, the LED lights, the pathways, slowing down the traffic, rerouting the
trucks.
The trucks is going to make a big difference in developing downtown. The south end of town, they're working on redeveloping that. They have several, the new Twisted Root brought mm-hmm. in. That's bringing in a lot of eyeballs, a lot
it
of
is.
People. The new brewery opened up, so it's... parking lot's full every day.
Wow.
That's good. I like that. Future development west of here, a mile or so, would bring in more homes, gated communities possibly, and that would help bring in development into downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They got Pond Creek Branch, which is, to me, the only piece like that in Tarrant County. It's possible of damming that up in the near future to make it a river walk,
which yeah.
Would be advantageous to Mansfield.
Uh-huh.
And some nice restaurants. People talk about all sorts of restaurants, but Landry's restaurant would be nice. You know, you want to bring, when we built this here, I wanted to bring the outside in and the inside out.
Yes.
So that's...
It's the garden.
The garden type atmosphere. And that's what I like about this area.
So while we're going into that, I noticed that your schedule now is you're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And you're quite busy. In fact, it's people are actually coming here quite a bit. What is it that made you decide that would be a good schedule?
Well, we felt over the years and monitoring is that, people like to get out on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesdays is a strong church night.
Yeah.
And Tuesdays, you're just getting back into the groove. And December, we decided to make that change and give it our best shot on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
It seems to be working.
And it's doing a great job.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes, sir.
But I love your food. You just never know who's going to be here.
No, sir.
And you get behind the grill yourself, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. We, for 16 years, I was the head cook. And we started out on a wood-burning grill.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget the first day we opened. It was really, really fun. We had a meeting with a bread vendor. At 11 o'clock, we finished. She gets up. She looks outside. She said, well, y'all fixing to get busy. And I said, yeah, we're going to get busy. And so we had 7 tables, 4 top. So 28 people walked in within 5 minutes. And so I go back to the grill room, go to step up to the grill. I had no fire.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. So we did. We cooked on the wood-burning grill for all these years, and we had Bobby and Billy Britlinger was here, and we gave away a lot of beans that morning, and we had no clue how many were going to be here that opening day.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you what, this is a great place to go, and your pulled pork sandwiches.
Yes, sir.
That's usually what I like to get.
Yes.
And you've expanded your kitchen.
Yes, sir.
We've been through that. That is, it's really nice back there.
Yes.
It's very modern.
For 16 years, we didn't. In the past 2 years, we've introduced fried foods. So we've introduced a good French fry, sweet potato fry, fried catfish. Very good catfish and fried okra. Kind of limited on the fries because it's fried pickles, really good fried pickles. So we add a little bit each month.
We have some of those tonight.
Yes.
That's going to be good. So, all right. Well, I appreciate visiting with you.
You're welcome, Darryl.
That's fine. And would you like to maybe give us a little tour and point out some points of interest?
Yes, sir.
That'd be great.
Yes, sir. This is the new kitchen that we have here.
It is beautiful.
So we...
A lot of cooks.
When we first opened, this is where we cooked before. Our wood-burning grill was right here. And so I used to stand here for 16 years, and this was a glass. This was a wall.
Uh-huh.
And you're standing in gravel back in... standing in gravel. So the parents would come up, and I would be standing right here. I cooked steaks, barbecue, finish out. Darryl would come in and get the tilapia going. And then it was 17 steps up, 17 steps back. And then
you had it timed out.
We had it all timed out. And all the food was prepared up there. All the grill was here. And then in 08, we added the concrete in this area here. Then in 14 is when we added the new Ventahood system, fryers, flat top griddle, to get ready for the growth of downtown and Mansfield. Uh-huh. So we had natural gas brought in. I brought that in, and so everything now is natural gas. I love it.
And I remember, didn't Kimbrough help you quite a bit on the?
Yes. You had Rick Kimbrough with Kimbrough Fire Extinguishing, was a mentor for almost 3 years, and he directed me a lot and became a good friend, and hooked me up with a good Ventahood company, and, mm-hmm. and he did the fire extinguishing, and awesome, awesome.
See, what's so, another thing that's unique about Mansfield businesses is that we all help each other.
Yes. It's just a small group of everybody helps one another. And you got R.J. Carroll, great company.
Uh-huh.
He's responsible for bringing in the wine tasting coming up in April. And then the city of Mansfield has been awesome and helping getting the natural gas here and electrical. And it's a good community where everybody helps one another.
It is. And that's a special character that yes. I hope that we always have. We've yes. got to maintain that.
We got Mayor Cook, David Cook, has been an awesome young man in getting downtown revitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And his support has been awesome.
It is.
And Clay K. Wood, fire marshal, has done a great job in bringing in positiveness.
Yeah.
I like that. Daryl Haynes, councilman.
I've heard that name somewhere before, haven't I?
Yes.
For a dozen years. That's
yes.
awesome.
Yes. So this is the kitchen.